Michael Yeshuati Eftach v'lo efchad Ki ozi v'zimratka Hashem Vayihili l'Yeshua Ushafte mayim b'sason Mi mayine ha'Yeshua L'Hashem ha'Yeshua Al amcha berchatecha selam Hashem tzvakot imanu Niskav lanu Elokei Yaakov selam Hashem tzvakot Ashrei adam Boteach bach Oh oh Hashem hoshiyav HaMelech Yaneinu HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Koreinu LaYehudim Haita Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Ikar Kein tie lanu Kos Yeshuot Esa Uvishem Hashem Ekrab Oh oh Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Bore pri agaven Amen Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam Bore minei v'samim Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam Borei meorei ha'esh
Amen
Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam המבדיל בין קודש לחול בין אור לחושך בין ישראל לעמים בין יום השביעי לששת ימי המעשה oh, oh. ברוך אתה השם המבדיל בין קודש לחול
Good Bachon Shavua Tov, everybody. This is Executive Assistant Avromi, and you are tuned in to another edition of Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com. That's right. Hope everybody had a great Shabbos, Parshas Ha'azinu. Hope everyone has recovered from the fast and the affliction of Yom Kippur while still holding on to the inspiration and the good feelings that comes after a day of successfully communing with God. And as we move on now to the what we call Zaman Simchaseinu, that's right, happy, happy time of year, as Sukkos will be beginning tomorrow evening, that's right, Sunday night, and we'll be going for a while, that's right, so it should be a really nice time, and I don't know what the weather is supposed to be like, but hopefully it will be in our favor, and we will be able to spend as much time in the Sukkah as possible, as we like to do. And I don't know about the rest of you, I have still not completed my Sukkah yet, we've got up the walls and part of the ceiling, but there is still much to be done. So hopefully, if you're not working on it tonight, you'll have time tomorrow, and you'll be able to listen to the great programming here at the Nachum Segal Network at NachumSegal.com or JamandTheAM.org to get you through while you are doing your last-minute preparations for the holiday. We started off tonight's program, as we do every week, with the Kol Noar Boys Choir and Birkas Havdalah, and then we had Schlock Rock from A Shabbat in Liverpool with Havdalah to the tune of Imagine. That's right. Imagine that we are this close to Sukkot, and family will be coming over, people getting together. There's a lot of chance for a lot of stress and a lot of happiness, so hopefully, B'ezrat Hashem, we'll all have more of the happiness and less of the stress. Alrighty, so we're going to get back to the music now. With something just for Sukkos from the Shalom Jacobs Presents a Gut Yar, the Sukkos selection. You're tuned into Saturday Night Segal here on the stream at NachumSegal.com.
Bechartonu Mikolo Amin Oavto Isonu Verotiso Bolonu Rimantono Mikolo Alcino Oavto Isonu Verotiso Bolonu Rimantono Mikolo Alcino Bekidashtonu Bemitzvoi Secho Bemitzvoi Secho Bekiraftonu Malikeinu Lavoido Secho Beshicho Vagodo Godoy ve Yakov Godoyish, Olinu Korosu, Oy Oy, Veshichol Vagodoy, Godoy ve Yakov Godoyish, Olinu Korosu. Atol Bechartonu, Oy Mikolo Amin, O Atol Isonu, Verotzitzo Bovanu, Verim Atonu Mikolo Alshinoi. O Atol Isonu, Verotzitzo Bovanu, Verim Atonu Mikolo Alshinoi. Bekidashtonu, Bemitzvoi Secho. Ben mitzvoy secho, bekeiraftonu malekeinu, lavoido secho. Veshicho vagodoy, lagodoy veYakov Godoyish, olinu korosu, ayay. Veshicho vagodoy, lagodoy veYakov Godoyish, olinu korosu. Rachamim v'chayim v'shaloi Ufroi soleinu suvu kas Sukas rachamim v'chayim v'shaloi Ufroi soleinu V'suvu kas rachamim Suvu kas rachamim v'chayim V'chayim v'shaloi Ufroi soleinu V'suvu kas rachamim Suvu kas rachamim v'chayim V'chayim v'shaloi Samachto bechagecho, ve'oyiso lachsomeya. Ve'samachto bechagecho,
Yeah. kinyan Ashleim ze habinyan Boi reoilam bemere kinyan Ashleim ze habinyan Boi reoilam bekinyan Boi reoilam bekinyan Ashleim ze habinyan Boi reoilam
Yo, pizza, pizza, pizza.
That's David Gabe, that's right, off of his Eretz Yisrael CD with Tamid Besimcha, or Besimcha Tamid, depending on how you read it. And that's going out to everyone who's going to be at Kutcher's this Sukkot. That's right, David Gabe is going to be one of the headliners, bringing great music and simcha throughout the Yom Tov during the davenings, a concert, I believe, and other great stuff. Nachum Siegel and his family are going to be there, and he interviewed Yossi Zablocki a couple of times over the past week to discuss all the great things that are going to be happening at Kutcher's this Sukkot, as well as that are go on there every single Yom Tov and Shabbos, for that matter, as they are the premier Jewish kosher resort. So if you don't already have your tickets and you're looking for something to do the Sukkot a little bit different, maybe it's too late for the first half of Sukkot, but there's always the second half of the Yom Tovim, or anytime, check out Kutcher's, and yeah, you are sure to have a good time. Before that, we had off of a CD entitled Kishoshana with Aaron Rozel, Chaim David, and Shlomo Katz with Bari Olam from the Motzei Shabbos liturgy. As, of course, this is Saturday Night Siegel, so we try to get in lots of tunes having to do with Motzei Shabbos and the upcoming week. And then we had off of A Good Yar, the Sukkot selection, in honor of the fact that's right, Sukkot starts tomorrow evening. Remember to tune in tomorrow, JM Sunday, with Matas Weingast starting at 7 a.m. here on the stream, followed by lots of great programming, including an encore presentation of the Saturday Night Siegel, as well as encore presentations of some of our other great programming that happened last week, including Charlie Harari and the OU, etc. For the full schedule, you can check it out on jmandtheam.org. It's the top item there, the program schedule, or you could check it out here at nachumsiegel.com. It's one of the top items in the on-air section, and lots of great programming has been introduced this year, and in case you miss a program, it's always available after the show airs in the archives and during the re-airings of the programming on Sunday mornings. That's right. So welcome, everybody, if you're just joining us here at Saturday Night Siegel. For those of you who've been here since the beginning, I hope you've been enjoying the song selections. Anyone listening now whilst they are finishing up putting their sukkah together? I know that I'm going to be finishing up mine tomorrow. We're having, I hope, if the weather's going to be good, we're going to have someone coming in to paint one of the walls of our sukkah. We have a really good friend who's an artist in many different ways, drawing and painting, etc., etc. And one of his mediums is graffiti. And so he painted this great sukkah theme graffiti on inside our sukkah last year when he got into the Baltimore Jewish Times, and it was all very cool. And so we invited him out to do it again this year, but we'll see if it's raining. I don't know if you can paint on a wet canvas and hope for anything good to come out of it. But here's hoping that the weather will be good tomorrow, especially tomorrow night, so at least we can get in the first night of Sukkot, the big mitzvah, and hopefully we'll have good weather all the time. But these things are obviously quite unpredictable. So let's just keep our fingers Star of Davided. And speaking of Chaim David and Motzei Shabbos songs, on this CD entitled Maser Rishon, there's a song entitled Chadesh Sosoni, which is part of the Motzei Shabbos liturgy, and there's another great song by him that I would like to get to sometime over in the show if I can find it, called Shiva Roim, which I like to play for Sukkot, because it talks all about those great people in our past who are part of the Ushbizen, etc. So I'll see if I can find that. But if not, you should check out Chaim David's Alive and Grateful at the Karbach Shul, I believe it's called. There's a lot of great songs on there, at least two that are good for Sukkot, but I guess all of them are really good. There's some Shlomo Karbach tunes on there and some original tunes as well. But back to Chadesh Sosoni here, off of Chaim David's Maaser Rishon, and you are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel. That's right, one of the great shows as part of the Nachum Siegel Network on the stream here at nachumsiegel.com.
Barech melachzi v'chol ma'abadi Goali zachoroni u'merudi Tevarech ha'atov hakeim le'odidi Haretz u'shlach v'samach levavi Et Eliyahu ha'navi Thank you. vitamin mezoni velechem duki kalev khel goyim khish lehaniki du bekhat sabol li beyonki hayava mishiri leir mosha vies eliyahu anavi konela anzu tari tila posh lechem lechal uveged nilbosh nesana yechaze yirei veyei bosh yirei veyei bosh nevei ar seir bekarov tih bosh tisoni yigdal birotzi vivi et eliyahu anavi oi tisoni yigdal birotzi vivi et eliyahu anavi Shakim betach am tzevi et Eliyahu anavi. Hashakim tishakim betach am tzevi et Eliyahu anavi. Shakim betach am tzevi et Eliyahu anavi. Shakim tishakim betach am tzevi et Eliyahu anavi.
Moshiach ben David, ahoy yo 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 yo, bimeiro yovoy yovoy eleinu, bimoshiach Moshiach ben David.
Eliyahu anavi, Eliyahu atishbi. It's our great live stream keeping you company on a Saturday night. My name is Nachum Segal. Thanks for tuning in to Saturday Night Segal here on the stream at NachumSegal.com.
והצלחה והוא 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 ישלח במה
And that is Yaakov Shweki off of his Ad Beli Dai CD, capping off a great Matzah Shabbos themed set. We had in there Hamavdil with Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. We had something entitled Rig Shehalev, Cult Filasan, composed by Yehuda Becker, with a song entitled Eliyahu Anabi. And we had Chaim David starting it all off with Chadesh Sassoni off of his Maaser Rishon CD. Welcome, everybody, if you're just joining us. Shavua Tov and Gutvach. This is Saturday Night Siegel. This is Executive Assistant Avrumi, and you are tuned into the Nachum Siegel Network here at NachumSiegel.com. And we've got almost an hour of Saturday Night Siegel under our belt tonight, and we're going to be going till about midnight, so hope you'll be stayed tuned in. That did not sound like English. Hopefully you'll stay tuned in, and we'll have a nice time between now and midnight as we are getting ready for the holy holiday of Sukkot, Sukkot, however you wish to say it, as that begins tomorrow evening. And we have a couple days of Yom Tov, and then Chol HaMoed with concerts going on. Nachum Siegel dedicated a lot of the shows this past Thursday and Friday to finding out what is going on In your neck of the woods, as far as concerts or entertainment over Chol HaMoed, if you or your organization or your shul or whatever you're involved with has some sort of event going on this Chol HaMoed, whether it's a concert or a Torah lecture or anything that you want the Jewish community to know about, I suggest you post it on our community calendar. That's right. You take a minute to register at our site. Then now or any holiday or any time of the year, if something's going on, you post it. And then people around the world can check out your event. If they're in the neighborhood or going to be in the neighborhood, they can plan to make your event their event. That's right. So you should check it out. We've got the stuff for the Miami Boys Choir up, as well as other events going on. And people are always checking it out. And also, when Nachum is announcing the community events during JM the AM, he's taking it from our community calendar. That's right. So you get free radio advertising at least one time as well. So it's a win-win-win situation. So I suggest that you check it out. You also get our weekly newsletter, so you find out what's going on in the radio and internet world of the Nachum Segal Network. And you can find out when you should be tuned in, if you can't be tuned in all the time. Of course, if you can be, you might as well, because there's a whole wide range of programming going on these days at NachumSiegel.com. So, yeah, why not just enjoy it all? Alrighty, and we're going to have some Divrei Torah coming up soon, as we do every Motzei Shabbos here at Saturday Night Siegel. And then we'll be having lots of more great music. So stay tuned. Stuff having to do with Sukkot, if we can find some more. And stuff having to do with Motzei Shabbos and the upcoming Yom Tov. That's right, lots of days of Yom Tov coming up to enjoy with the family. And hopefully everyone will have a great Yom Tov, a Chag Sameach, and just a wonderful, wonderful, enjoyable time. And we're going to get back to the music with Aryeh Kunstler. From what I understand, he's well on his way to making another new album. That's right, he's got two solo albums under his belt at this point, plus stuff with his brother called Vahavienu. And yeah, I'm someone who's a big fan of Aryeh's work. And basically, I have been actually since I heard his song, his solo song for Uz Yashir. And as soon as I heard that, I was hooked. And then I just discovered that he has a ton of other great songs as well, including the one coming up off of his second album. But we are looking forward to more great music from Aryeh Kunstler, one of the premier songwriter guitarists on the Jewish music scene today. So here is B'Shem Hashem off of his Our Eyes Are On You CD, going out to all those who are having a little bit of a difficult time getting the kids to go to bed tonight. Because Shabbos was just that much of a great time, and the kids are wired and hyper, and Sukkot is coming, so they're all ready for that. So this goes out to you parents out there. And you are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com.
B'Shem Hashem, Elokei Yisroel, Mimini Michoel, Umismoli Gavriel, Umilfonai, Umilfonai Uriel, Umeachorai Rifoel. Rifoel, V'al Roshi Shlinas Kel, V'al Roshi Shlinas Kel, B'Shem, B'Shem Hashem, Elokei Yisroel, Yisroel. Yeah.
ישראל וזכינו וזכינו היא קדושת ארץ ישראל העלינו לארץ ישראל העלינו לארץ ישראל וזכינו וזכינו לקדושת ארץ ישראל הרחמן הוא יזכינו הרחמן הוא יזכינו לקדושת ארץ ישראל לקדושת ארץ ישראל
And that was Yosef Karduner off of the Ushmul Bekorah Shemo CD with Ha'aleinu, Ha'aleinu La'eretz Yisrael. And that is going out to all those who were blessed enough and fortunate enough to be able to get to Eretz Yisrael for the upcoming holiday of Sukkot, and who have been able to spend Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur there. Kol HaKavod to you, B'ezrat Hashem. We should all be so fortunate to be able to spend Yom Tov in the Holy Land, B'ezrat Hashem, this year even, and as soon as possible, because there is no better place in the world to spend a wonderful Yom Tov than the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. And before that, we had Aryeh Kunstler with B'Shem Hashem off of his Our Eyes Are On You CD. That is actually has a wonderful collection of songs on there, so I suggest that you check it out. And now, as brought to us by Rabbi Dov Kramer, some words on the upcoming holiday of Sukkot. And he quotes the Pasuk in the Torah, which says, "In order that your future generations should know that I, God, caused the children of Israel to dwell in huts when I took them out from the land of Egypt," which is in Vayikra. And Rashi says in Gemara Sukkah, tells us that this doesn't refer to actual huts, but to the Anani HaKavod, the clouds of glory that covered the children of Israel in the desert. Elsewhere, in Parshas Bamidbar, Rashi elaborates on these clouds, explaining that there were seven of them. Four surrounded them on all four sides. One was above and one below, and one went in front of them, lowering what is high and raising what is low and killing snakes and scorpions. The Mizrahi asks and leaves unanswered why we aren't required to have schach, the type of material we use for the roof of the sukkah, surround us from all directions, since the sukkah we build to live in for sukkahs is for the ananim, which surrounded us on all six sides. Yet the walls and floor of the sukkah can be made from any material, and we don't even need four walls. We only need two plus a little bit. Previously, Rabbi Kramer discussed Rashi's omission of the anan, the cloud, that contained the Shekhinah, the divine presence, and covered the Mishkan, as well as other issues pertaining to the Ananim, suggesting that the Anan that traveled before them was the same Anan HaShekhinah that based itself in the Mishkan when they camped. There would seem to be no reason to have both, as when they camped, they didn't need to be led, and the Mishkan wasn't intact when they traveled, but was transported in pieces. Both are referred to as the Amud HaAnan. And while the Anan that traveled before them is often described as preparing the way, by smoothing the landscape and killing dangerous creatures, the same is said of the ark that was 3 days in front, indicating that it was God's presence in the Anan accompanying the ark that performed these miraculous preparations. The Mechilta says explicitly that the Shekhinah was with this Anan, and the Sifrei Zuta calls it the Anan Shekhinah. It would therefore seem that it was the same cloud that was in the Mishkan that traveled 3 days in front of them before returning to the Mishkan when they camped. Rabbi Kramer also suggested that this Anan didn't just stay in and above the Mishkan, but actually covered the entire camp, despite having another Anan above it. There are several indications that this is so. Chazal tell us that the Amud HaAnan, the pillar cloud, would extend behind any individual that left the camp. It wasn't that the Anan on that side that stretched to still encompass the individual, but the Amud HaAnan that stretched above. If it would stretch in order to stay over each individual, it would seem obvious that would already be covering the rest of the nation. A further proof can be brought from Yisro's inability to enter the camp, thereby having to send a message to Moshe that he arrived. The Midrash Agada explains that Yisro couldn't enter because of the Ananim, so Moshe and a multitude of others went outside the camp, and therefore the Ananim as well, to meet him. But how could they be outside the Ananim where Yisro was if the Ananim followed every individual? If it was only the Anan HaShekhinah that stretched, it could have covered Moshe and all the people that went with him, even when they were outside the camp, and other Ananim allowing them to meet with Yisro. Rabbeinu Chananel says that for the 40 years in the desert, the new month had to be figured out by calculation, rather than by witnesses testifying that they saw the new moon, because the sky wasn't visible through the clouds that were surrounding the Jewish people. And which cloud was it? The one that was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night, the one that led them during their travels. Not only was this over the nation when they camped, but it covered the entire camp so that no one can see the new moon. Unless you ask why they couldn't just leave the camp and the clouds to see the sky, remember that this Anan followed them even when they left the protection of the other Ananim. So in essence, we have six regular Ananim clouds that afforded them protection from all sides, and one special one that contained the Shekhinah within it. This was obviously the main cloud, which indicated that God was with them. Being with them included protecting them, accomplished via the other clouds. Why there would need to be two above them is not the focus here, although Rabbi Kramer will mention briefly that the Anan HaShekhinah might not have covered everyone all the time, such as after sinning, leaving them exposed above, if not for the protective cloud above it. it might also be inappropriate for the Anan HaShechina to act as an awning. If we made our sukkah out of the same material on all sides, we would be focusing on the protective clouds that came as a result of Hashem's presence, rather than on God's presence itself. It is therefore possible that we only need schach above to symbolize the main cloud, the Anan HaShechina, to make sure that it is God being with us that we remember, not the manifestation of His protecting us. On one more note, the Talmud in Sukkah brings two opinions about why we are commanded to live in a sukkah on sukkahs. Rabbi Eliezer says that the huts referred to were the Anani HaKavod, while Rabbi Akiva says that they had actual huts. Normally we follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion when he is not the minority, yet we seem to follow Rabbi Eliezer's here that the sukkahs referred to the clouds. The Netziv suggests that Rabbi Akiva is not saying that it is only for the actual huts that we build the sukkah, but as a reminder of both the clouds and the actual huts. If so, we could actually be following his opinion when we discuss the sukkah reminding us of the clouds. If it could also be another reason why we only have schach for the Anan HaShechina, meaning the extra cloud that went above the ones that surrounded us, and can use any materials for the rest, representing both the Ananim and the huts that we lived in when Hashem took us out of Egypt. Thank you, Rabbi Dov Kramer, for those words on the upcoming holiday of Sukkot. Rabbi Kramer is one of the three rabbis that we feature regularly in our Dvar Torah section here at NachumSiegel.com, along with Rabbi Joshua Hoffman and Rabbi Yoni Korman. And now, in honor of the upcoming holiday of Sukkot and the wonderful Simcha of the Moed, we have Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach with his classic Kiva Moed. And you are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com.
Kiva Moed, Kiva Bura Moed, Kiva Moed, Kiva Bura Moed, Kiva Moed, Kiva Bura Moed. Kiva Moed, Kiva Moed, Kiva Moed, Kiva Moed, Kiva, 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 Kiva Moed, Kiva Moed. Kiva Moed, Kiva Moed, Kiva Moed, Kiva Moed, Kiva Moed. Ta-da!
ניסו בכיסוי קודש של הרב הקודש רבי יצחק מברדיצ'ב זכוס היוגן עלינו וזה לשוינו סגולו גדולו להצלחו שיומרו הנושים נושים וטף בקוש הזו וכל מוצאי שבס קודש קודם הבדולו שלוש פעמים ובטוח אני שיצליחו בוודאי אם ירצה השם
Verum von Yitzchok und von Yaakov Gott von Verum von Yitzchok und von Yaakov Bahi dein Volk Yisroel von allem Besen in deinem Leib als der Liebe Shabbos Kodesh geht aweh Bahi dein Volk Yisroel von allem Besen in deinem Leib als der Liebe Shabbos Kodesh geht aweh
Gott von Avrom von Yitzchok und von Yaakov Gott von Avrom von Yitzchok und von Yaakov Volk Yisroel von allem Besen in deine Leib als der Liebe Shabbos Kodesh geht aweh Behin am Volk Yisroel von allem Besen in deine Leib als der Liebe Shabbos Kodesh geht aweh
Und die Soll uns kommen zu Emuno Shelemo zu Emunas Chachomim zu Ahavas V'dibuk Chaveirim Toivim zu Deveikus Haboire Baruch Hu
Univa Soll uns kommen zu Emuno Shelemo zu Emunas Chachomim
Mamin zu sein Bishloi shom Wazor Komorim shelcho Kubi giyulo Shileim okiroi Vobi meiro Viyom veidu Kubu bizhi Yasafezi Kubi nebuwa Semo ishera beveinu Ulo vod Hashom Riboinoi shel oilom
du bist doch Hanoisein, Hanoisein, la Juhef Koyach. Gib deine Liebe, Kindelach, Koyach, dir zu leuben und dir zu dienen, weiter keinem nicht.
Gib deine Liebe, jüdische Kindelach, Koyach, dir zu leuben.
Oh, die Woche soll uns kommen zu Chesed und zu Mazel und zu Berocho und zu Atzlocho und zu Gesund und zu Oysher Vechovoi. Du, die Woche soll uns kommen zu Chesed und zu Mazel und zu Berocho und zu Atzlobocho und zu Gesund und zu Oysher Vechovoi.
Let's get it here. love.